This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you, huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. We got a lot to get to. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us. It is going to be a big night tonight. We have got a lot to get to, a lot to cover, by way of the very latest in terms of what we're talking about in terms of the election of 2020. We have seen in the last several days some big developments. If you're on the president's team, you've got a certain degree of hope and outcome for all of that stuff. And if you're on the Joe Biden team, you think that these people are just crazy and they've just gone to the loony bin over all of this. And whatever the case may be, friends, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this next week. Because Sidney Powell, one of the lawyers for the Trump team, has said that she's ready now to get in front of a judge and give it all she's got. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Now, there's a secondary drama that's been playing out in recent days as it pertains to all of this, and that has to do with the actual media coverage of what's happening. And I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's been precious nothing being said about the developments on the Trump team as they have gone about it. So when Giuliani held his press conference and when Sidney Powell gave her statements, the mainstream networks either said nothing to see here, or they started clucking about how it was nothing. Some of them went so far as to just comment on Rudy Giuliani's hair dye and how it was streaming down his face as he was perspiring in the midst of the press conference. Why they couldn't get a room that had air conditioning in it, that I don't know. But at the end of the day, I don't think that has much to do with the substance. So here's what we're going to do tonight. This week, I had the opportunity, and I have had over the last number of weeks, the opportunity to get to know some of these people that are actually working hard to get to the source of the story, to get to the bottom line of the facts. They are not on your major media outlets. Two of them are White House correspondents, one for Newsmax, one for One America News Now. One is a former Fox News producer and writer, but he is now an independent journalist. So coming up, let's go to the big board. Coming up in this hour, you will get to hear firsthand from Chanel Rion, who is the White House correspondent for One America News, Emerald Robinson, who is the White House correspondent for Newsmax, and a man by the name of Kyle Becker, and what they are actually seeing and how they are reporting this in the absence of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, PBS, NPR, MSNBC, and even to some degree the Fox properties not doing what they should do. Now, back to the big board for just a second. In hour number two tonight, a special treat. We had them just before the election, and now they are back tonight. A.J. Katsimatidis and Sky Ostreicher, the fashionable Democrat, the chair of the Manhattan Republicans. We've got them combining forces and ready to debate all that we're dealing with in kind of the post election process that we're in right now. So that's all straight ahead coming up. But I do want to get to some of the stories that are making news tonight as it pertains to the election proper. And we'll come back to the camera here in studio for this. So you've got a number of things that have been kind of breaking over the last couple of hours. One of which is a blockbuster report from Ken Blackwell that is posted on the Breitbart website. I've linked it over on my Twitter feed. But Ken Blackwell, let me give you a little history. Besides being a friend, he is the former Secretary of State for the great state of Ohio. And when he was Secretary of State, as a prominent and former well-known football player, African-American, big, strong, tough guy, Secretary of State for the state of Ohio, didn't take anything off anybody while he was in public office. I believe he ran for governor and came up short, but a really decent man with just immense integrity. I not only worked with him when he was in elective office, but also when he then left and began to work with some of the same friends in conservative circles that I was working in, the Family Research Council and others. Ken Blackwell is an honorable, honorable guy. And the report that he has authored called The Greatest Electoral Heist in American History goes into aspects of what is happening in this attempt to steal an election that does not include the Dominion electronic flipping issue. And I've said this over the last number of days on social media. In different states, you had multiple strategies being enforced. You had multiple strategies being attempted. And in some cases, you had multiple strategies being successful. And I think that what we're going to have to do is get into a courtroom and let the people that have really broken this down explain it to a judge and explain it to the world. Now, I also want to say this. For all of these nimrods that are out there saying, oh, well, Sidney Powell hasn't produced any evidence, and that includes you, Tucker Carlson. Shame on you for dissing Sidney Powell this week because she just didn't come on your show. You lied to your viewers. You said she didn't offer you any substance, any evidence, any materials. She, the next morning on Maria Bartiromo's show on your sister network, had to embarrass you a little bit because not only did she offer you evidence and two key resources, one was an affidavit that she had not yet attached to a filing. That's how insider it was, and you have that in your possession, Tucker Carlson. She sent that to you. But then she also recommended one of her witnesses who will testify as to the statistical anomaly and the numbers involved in how the votes got switched from Biden to Trump or just got disposed of completely. And you turned her down. You went after her. You lambasted her for whatever reason. It's almost impossible to comprehend why you would. Because, Tucker, I think a lot of people that watch you believe that you're a guy who wants to know the facts and wants to know the truth. So why you would go after Sidney Powell in that fashion was unforgivable. This is a woman who's argued 500 cases at the appellate level and won nearly all of them. This is a woman who took down the deep state when facing off on behalf of General Michael Flynn. This is a woman who's not afraid of some pipsqueak like you who, you know, worked your way up as an intern from an Arkansas newspaper, and now you're the big-time host in primetime of Fox News. And I'm glad that you're on the team. I want you to keep fighting that fight for truth. But you compromise your integrity as a journalist, Tucker Carlson, when you go after Sidney Powell, and particularly when you do so on false grounds. That's not helpful. And you know better. So stop it. Now, in addition to that, so what I was getting at with the Ken Blackwell column, so he has examined not the electronic vote flipping piece of the puzzle, but the connection to Mark Zuckerberg and the boots on the ground strategy to steal the election in the deep blue cities. And this strategy had to work hand in hand with the electronic strategy, because if the algorithm that they were running was not able to keep up with the rate of reported votes for the president in how well he was doing, and they had to basically shut everything down on election night, which we've never done before. We've never done that before. Never have we done that before. In all six swing states that are, even to this moment, still uncertified in many instances, that we've never stopped the counting on election night. The reason they had to stop the counting was because if you had all of the ballots come in and all the counties report, and Trump's ahead, then the algorithm can't help you cheat at that point. So what they had to do was physically stop the action of recording votes for the president and infuse all of these single race ballots. No signatures, just single races, Biden over Trump, and nobody else on the rest of the ballot voted for. They had to do that, by the way, because you're talking about ballots coming in from all over, and they needed to make sure that they were going to be able to be counted for at least the presidential race, because that was the objective. Anyway, just some of what we're going to be able to finally get to in court this week, and I'm looking forward to that, as Sidney Powell announced it. Now, coming up, we've got Chanel Rion of One America News. We've got Kyle Becker, formerly of Fox News, now an independent journalist who is tracing a lot of the bigger stories on his own. And then Emerald Robinson, who was with One America News. She is now the White House correspondent for Newsmax. That's all coming up this hour. And then at the top of the hour, the lovely ladies of the Ladies Lounge, A.J. Katsimatidis and Sky Ostreicher tonight. Hope that you will. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in three little fruit and three little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
It's Radio Night Live.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
We are going to be about telling the truth at this microphone and on my Twitter feed and wherever we have the ability to influence the conversation. We are going to do our part to speak truth because people deserve it. Dominion Voting has confirmed, that's the organization that has these voting systems, they've confirmed that they're connected to the Clinton Foundation. They've confirmed that they've got ties to Speaker Pelosi's staff. One of Smartmatic's former executives is on Joe Biden's transition team. This is all stuff that they're admitting to. And while they haven't admitted yet to changing votes in the election, it is just, I think, a matter of time until we get to the truth at that as well. Someone who is covering this from a media channel that is brave enough and courageous enough to do so is One American News Network's Chanel Rion, and she is the chief White House correspondent for that network, and she joins us now. Chanel, it is an honor to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What is happening in this election from where you sit and report on a day-in and day-out basis?
We have an entire media machine that is absolutely doing everything it can to legitimize Joe Biden. And what's terrifying is that there are questions being raised right now. You're watching the Trump legal team raise them. You're watching OAN raise them. You are raising them. And they're very important questions about the integrity of our election. And the questions are very simple. They're very, very simple questions. They tie back to some very dangerous answers if they were actually answered. That is.
Well, and we're not. The thing about that, Chanel, is that we're not the only ones asking them, because in 2018, there were a whole host of Democrats that were asking the same questions, were there not?
Indeed, there were. In fact, if you go online right now and you go to Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren's website, she wrote a report as late as 2019, 1 year ago, December 2019, and she states in this report, along with three other Democrat senators, listing Dominion as one of three companies that control 90% of the voting systems in the United States. They are not taking care of their security systems. They are hackable, and they're insecure. This was just 13 months ago. So looking back on how soon it was that the Democrats were actually concerned about the very systems they are now absolutely silent about should terrify every single person who is concerned about our republic.
The Dominion director, and for people that are just joining us, friends, if you're just joining us, Dominion Voting Systems is the voting system that was in place in the Anne Arundel County of Michigan that flipped 6,000 votes in the wrong direction and was caught through a hand canvas of the vote in that county. Since then, we have learned that there are 47 counties in Michigan that use the same system. There are over 2,000 counties across 30 states that use the same system. Incidentally, every swing state uses that system, and there are numerous people that have videotaped moments from election night in which batches of votes that had been in Trump's column suddenly disappeared and appeared in Joe Biden's column. And we're told by authorities up and down the line that there's nothing to see here, that this is nothing normal, that everything happened as it was supposed to. But yet, Chanel, you've reported that the director of strategy and security for Dominion said what about a Trump victory this year?
We had an individual come forward. He owns a data company in Denver, Colorado, and he was infiltrating these Antifa conference calls over the summer and autumn of this year. And he overheard an individual named Eric, that Eric guy from Dominion. That was the reference. The Eric guy from Dominion hops on the call, and someone asks on the phone call, what will we do if Trump wins? And the, quote, Eric guy from Dominion responds, Trump will not win. I effing made sure of that. And that is a paraphrase from this individual who came forward. And sure enough, you do some digging into who this individual was, and he is a rabid anti-Trumper. He is someone who is not only head of development and security and engineering at Dominion, he's a shareholder. He owns part of Dominion himself. This isn't just a coffee boy. This is someone who had a real and tangible effect on the company, and it should be deeply concerning. And what's even worse is that you have an individual like this who has been reported to have said this, who has the role that he has at a company this powerful, and we do not have any indication that the FBI cares about this case in the slightest.
Well, and that is indeed troubling. But I said this yesterday, Chanel. I believe that when Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Rudy Giuliani begin to press these cases in court, and they lock up the first person and they put them in cuffs and they put them in a police car to take them away, someone's going to have to start reporting it. Because
the amount of will start falling. They will.
Yeah, the evidence seems to be rather large. What do we know about other election problems besides the Dominion switching of votes scandal? Because that isn't, of course, in and of itself. I've heard things about the Nevada signature verification system. I'm curious if you have anything on that.
The only thing I can give you that's recent on Nevada is that as of last night and this morning, the Trump campaign is very happy about this because they now have very strong ground from which to move forward in Nevada, because yesterday it was found the largest county in Nevada found that one of their local races, the votes were so questionable. There was so much fraud caught in Clark County for this one commissioner's race that the race had to be tossed out completely, and they're going to have to do that race all over again next month. So the Trump campaign is excited about this because now they have grounds to prove there is, in fact, voter fraud. When the media and all the officials have been yelling in our ears, no such thing, look away, don't do anything about this. Well, what happened yesterday shows that there was indeed voter fraud in places like Nevada.
All right, Chanel Rion, thank you for spending some time with us tonight. You've got a big special coming up in just a little bit on One America News Network. It is going to be one of the more in-depth reports of the post-election, so I'm letting everyone know about that, but I appreciate her taking some time out to be with us tonight. Coming up, we continue the behind-the-scenes in-depth reporting that you're not getting anywhere else, because Kyle Becker, who is a former Fox News producer and writer, has been one of the most diligent voices on Twitter digging into the stories that are not being told as it relates to the post-election mess. And he will join us to give us a firsthand perspective on that. And then one more White House correspondent, this time for Newsmax, Emerald Robinson will be with us. She is tracing yet even additional stories. And if you'll notice, as we go from one of these to the next, they are all covering different elements of the fraud, of the manufactured outcome of Election 2020. I don't have a problem welcoming
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has reported nearly 200,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. About 195,000 new cases were reported on Friday, a new single-day high. That pushed the 7-day average of new cases to over 166,000. The U.S. has now passed 12 million total coronavirus cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Amish Adelja is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. And he tells CBS News that the reason the U.S. is having such a hard time clamping down on the pandemic is a lack of infrastructure surrounding testing.
We have to be able to test ourselves almost on a daily basis, maybe even at home. We brush our teeth, test ourselves, and know what we can do that day. We can't do in November in the United States what Taiwan, South Korea could do in March. So this really is the reason why we're seeing these surges. And then you have pandemic fatigue on top of that.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is it Landmark? You're listening to Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. Al Becker is an independent journalist. He's a former associate producer and writer from the Fox News Network and former director of viral media and senior managing editor for the IGR. Kyle, remind me what the IGR is. It's the Independent
Journal Review. Yeah, it was a big website in 2016 elections. And, we had great social media presence, and a lot of people were turning to that source.
I appreciate your work immensely the last few days. I have not was not familiar with you until you retweeted something that I put up a couple of weeks ago, and then I started going through your feed, and I'm like, where has this guy been all my life? if people aren't following you, by the way, I want them to. It's Kyle N. A. Becker. Kyle N. A. Becker on Twitter, at Kyle N. A. Becker. But Kyle, let me ask you about, before we get into some of the stories that you're following today, let me ask you your opinion, having been on the inside of Fox, having worked there, having been with IJR and seen kind of the current media landscape, what do you make of the near shutout that even Fox itself is trying to pitch against what I would perceive to be, in traditional election cycles, very newsworthy news that you and a handful of others continue to try to make people aware of?
Well, to be honest, I won't speak to Fox. I haven't watched them since election night, to be clear. Just in general terms, what I'm seeing out of the mainstream media really alarms me. I haven't seen a clear case of state-run media since I worked in Moscow, Russia.
Okay? Wow.
It is really alarming. I worked for an independent news agency there, and I'm seeing similar oppression of legitimate news from credible sources that are verifiable. It goes out on Twitter. It goes out on Facebook. Citizens trying to communicate with each other and get clarity in the midst of a lot of secrecy, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion.
Right.
Citizens should be allowed to speak with each other, and journalists should be able to share verifiable, factual information. And that's not being allowed to happen. And our news sources, you know, a lot of people are being very disappointed by a lot of news outlets, and they're having to turn to, you know, radio hosts like yourself, independent journalists out there just trying to use social media, you know, going on Newsmax or OANN or, you know, just to try to get
Just the basic facts.
Get the good arguments,
yeah.
To get the argument against the mainstream narrative.
Well, it's a very interesting day because, as you're just describing, unilaterally across the board, you've got zero of those mainstream channels that are willing to look at things like the Dominion controversy and even ask important questions, which I think is where Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are having a real advantage in this. They're actually looking at the data and they're saying, well, wait a minute, this is certainly worth a deeper look. Now, in the last, so we had Chanel Rhee on yesterday, and she's been doing some good work at OANN, but let's get caught up on what you've reported in the last 24 hours or so. What are some of the biggest developments in this post-election news space?
What I'm seeing is a confirmation of what a lot of conservative journalists have suspected all along, is that the voting machine counts that have went through are not matching in every case with the hand counts. And in some cases, you know, thumb drives are being, you know,
discovered
accidentally. Yeah, they're forgetting in Georgia, two different counties, you know, votes for Trump being left in a drive that this was accidentally not inserted into a computer tabulator. And just seeing this disparity, the errors, the so-called, you know, random errors all go in one direction, and it's all to prevent Trump from winning, you know, the votes in a lot of these counties. And I think when you have all of these so-called random errors, that eventually you have to come to the conclusion it's systematic and deliberate. So whether it's, you know, so whether it's Georgia and the lack of counting of Trump votes, or in one case, there was a county in DeKalb, which went overwhelmingly for Biden, and the Georgia state GOP chair, he reported this morning that they overcounted Biden votes by a factor of 10. And we'll get a little bit more clarity when the court case is filed. Hopefully that will be later on today. We'll get a timeline of whether that affects the Georgia election total or not. But that's alarming, and the stuff in Michigan in Wayne County is beyond the pale.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So Wayne County, which is the Detroit county, you've got and it's my understanding that a lot of these Kyle, I hate to do this to you. You know what? We're out of time, and what we're going to have to do is pick up the rest of that conversation at some other point in time, but I appreciate it. Follow him again on Twitter, at Kyle N.A. Becker on Twitter. You can stay up to date, and he's got tons of stories almost by the hour that are coming out with more and more details as we are moving forward. All right, coming up yet, the Newsmax White House chief correspondent, Emerald Robinson, weighs in on yet more stories that the mainstream is not reporting. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
So for 2575 or visit Landmark. You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. I have my next guest with us because she is one of the fearless ones that is there telling the truth, trying to find out the facts, and trying to get to the bottom of all this because the nation is in flux. We've been 2 weeks now without a clear understanding of what happened on election night. But Emerald Robinson, the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax now, she was with One America News the last time we spoke with her, but she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Emerald, I've taken great delight this week in talking to people that are not associated with what most are considered to be the mainstream media, the big media, and that includes Fox, sadly, right now. But there are a number of you that are in that White House press gaggle that are doing really good work, that are asking the right questions. For instance, you put on your Twitter yesterday, if you want to unravel the mysterious results of 2020, begin by asking a simple question. Why were 78 million American votes in 800 counties sent overseas to servers belonging to a Spanish company? Emerald, there's no one at NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC that has reported that.
Well, because they don't want to report it, because they know that's extremely concerning, right? They've spent the last 4 years talking about foreign interference of the elections, the risk to election integrity. And when you find out that 80 million, almost 80 million votes are held and processed, tabulated overseas, that's a clear compromise to election integrity. And you heard the cyber and infrastructure security agency, that's CISA, guy who just got fired, and, you know, rightfully so, Chris Krebs, talk about election security, and yet they really can't point to any. I've asked them, you know, why is our vote held overseas? If you're in charge of foreign interference in our elections, why are they held overseas? Because to me, that makes them extremely vulnerable, right?
That was one of Giuliani's main arguments yesterday. Why are we sending? And I think he was dead on, spot on. I don't think most Americans know that that happens.
They did it. We're getting well informed in this contest over this election. There's a lot of things we didn't know. We didn't know about the vulnerabilities, by and large, to these voting machines. Though, if you look back, Kevin, the mainstream media, who has nothing to say about it now, not a single question about that in a press briefing that's going on at the White House with Kayleigh McEnany, they have reported on it in the past. Politico, Washington Post, a lot of local outlets reported on the vulnerabilities that these voting machines present. The fact that, though they say they're not hooked up to the Internet, they have found they often are. They have backdoor access. It's easy to tamper with them, and that used to be a concern. It also used to be a concern to Democrats. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, who sent a letter last year about the concern of Dominion voting machines. But when it's being questioned in this election, everyone's silent about it. And not only are they silent, Kevin, and this is particularly concerning, is that the moment you start talking about it or you're posting old material, so I posted a story from Orlando. I think it was the Orlando Sentinel. A couple days ago about a report they had done regarding these machines, they took it down. They took it off their website. So not only are they not asking about it now, they're actively trying to hide what they said before.
Well, and it's kind of frightening to see how far this reaches. So let me give you a real-time example of something that happened yesterday. Since the election, since about 2 weeks before the election, my Twitter has grown rather quickly compared to what it had been growing prior to that. And I've had a lot of traffic related post-election to a lot of the reporting from yourself, from Chanel Rion, from Kyle Becker, others that are digging into these things. And I often will post to all of my platforms via a tool called Hootsuite, just to streamline it, just so that I don't have to copy and paste it to each platform. Yesterday, as I was watching the press conference and began to actually post quotes of what Sidney Powell was saying, as I went to type in her name, the Hootsuite program kicked me out, and I kid you not, no less than 32 times in a row, and it would only kick me out if I tried to put her name in. If I tried to put my own name in, if I tried to put another Twitter handle in, it would let me post. But when I would try to put Sidney Powell's name in, it kicked me out of the app every single time. On some level, Emerald, I would look at that and say, oh, I'm just imagining something there. But when we're starting to understand the long reach of what has been accomplished, and I don't honestly believe that Joe Biden could have dwarfed Barack Obama's vote total and Hillary Clinton's vote total. And by the way, done worse in like 400 counties than she did in 2016.
Right.
But eclipse her. Yeah.
And I would say that's the smoking gun, right? It's the statistical data. And I believe Giuliani actually said that yesterday. And that's something we started looking at very early on. I love data. I'm a data girl. I'm a technical girl. So I talked to a lot of my friends who are data scientists, and then just people I didn't even know previously prior to this, who are definitely not on either side of the aisle. They really honestly don't care who is president. And they said the statistical anomalies in this election are just unreal.
Yeah. It's like a nuclear bomb going off. Like it is, you can't have the losing candidate get all of the toss-up races across the finish line. And you can't have the winning candidate that won by supposedly that margin not win one of them. Like, and there were 27 toss-up races in Congress, and the coattails for Biden have to be the worst coattails of anybody who's ever won a landslide in the history. It's this kind of stuff that just makes the average American's brain go a little cognitively dissonant here, and that's for good reason. But let me ask you this, Emerald, because there's even been people that have named you, like there was a Daily Caller piece earlier today that claimed that you're a spreader of misinformation. There are these people that are saying this stuff. They're saying the same thing about me. But at the end, does Sidney Powell have an obligation to show anybody anything that she has before she goes before a judge?
She doesn't, and she shouldn't, right? We've learned that when they share information with the media before going before the judge, it can cause witnesses to back out because they start getting harassed, they start getting doxxed, they start getting threatened, and she, of all people, is well aware of that. Now, in the release of documents, she did an interview a little bit earlier today with The Blaze, I believe it was, and she said that she's going to start releasing some of this next week because they are getting ready to file.
Yeah.
So we could see more information. And, you know, Tucker Carlson, and I think you're probably going to talk more about this, Powell was saying he was very disingenuous in what he said last night. She said in another Fox Business interview this morning that she provided him was going to provide him with an affidavit.
Well, two different sources of the affidavits there, Emerald. She certainly did. And, hey, thank you for spending some of your Saturday night with us. We appreciate that. We're coming to you live from New York. Kevin McCullough, don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I need your love so bad.
All right, live shot of
I want you
Times Square, the TKTS booth, an iconic place if you're in New York almost any time. These days, it's one of the few iconic places that has any traffic around it. And that's sad because we are a city that thrives on having people join us, particularly this time of year, and to have a lot of fun. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live is where you're tuned. And my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. You can follow me on all the social media, all the following. You can use at KMC Radio as the handle. Twitter, Parler, SoundCloud, Periscope. I think there may be one other in there somewhere. But anyway, all of those, if you follow at KMC Radio, you'll get me. And then over on Facebook, it's facebook.com/KMC01. Now, if you're also on Facebook and you go on that page, we just posted yesterday what we hope to be the final run to get all 192 women released that we have been working for their freedom for this year. You know, our annual attempt with Christian Solidarity International to free as many slaves as possible. This year, we have, as of today, freed 170 of the 192 women whose negotiations we've already entered into for slave liberation. And if you're just joining us for the first time and you want to know more about this, there's a great page on the CSI website, csi-usa.org. Click on my picture. It tells you all about the effort. Get on my Facebook page. I've written in depth about it there. But these are women who have been brutally treated, repeatedly raped, oftentimes having their children ripped right out of their arms by slave masters. And when they get to go home to South Sudan and start their life over again, it is as though they've been given the gift of a lifetime, which they really have been when you think about it. But friends, this is what excites me. We're down to the final 22, and I don't want to leave one of them behind. So if you've been hearing us talk about it, and you've been saying, oh, you know, I want to liberate a woman for Christmas from the slavery that she's facing. Friends, right now's the time. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Again, 192 is our goal, 170 freed as of this very moment, and we would love for you to do that. Now, if you're going to give on Facebook this coming Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday, we'll be Giving Tuesday, and we could even have that doubled by Facebook itself if we go that. But I don't want to really wait that long. 22 women's lives hang in the balance. We had the executive director of CSI with us a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he described how one of these women was chained to a tree through a ring in her nose, that her slave masters were so cruel. She'd been repeatedly raped by both the slave master and the slave master's son. Friends, these are people living the most inhumane lives that anyone's ever been exposed to. And we can change it if we just choose to. The McCullough family is clearing a way to liberate 10 this year. I'm just asking you, would you consider one? $25 a month for 10 months or $50?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.